Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees.
KO6 KZH KO6 KZH Kilo Oscar 6 Kilo Zulu Hotel. Is anyone on repeater looking for a radio check? KO6 KZH 73. KO6 KZH Kilo Oscar 6 Kilo Zulu Hotel. Is anyone on frequency? KO6 KZH.
Good morning. 00 100 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 02 100 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Clear. 31 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees.
Updated weather. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good morning. 0800 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good morning. 0900 hours. Rain. 33 degrees. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good morning. 1000 hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees. Good morning. 1100 hours. Rain. 35 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Fog. 35 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Fog. 35 degrees.
Hello, November 8 Alpha.
Updated weather. Dense fog advisory. Dense fog advisory. Dense fog advisory. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Fog. 34 degrees. Dense fog advisory. Dense fog advisory. Dense fog advisory. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Fog. 35 degrees. Dense fog advisory. Dense fog advisory. Dense fog advisory. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Fog. 35 degrees. Dense fog advisory. Dense fog advisory. Dense fog advisory. Good evening. 1800 hours. Fog. 36 degrees. Dense fog advisory. Dense fog advisory. Dense fog advisory. Good evening. 1900 hours. Fog. 37 degrees. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good evening. 2000 hours. Fog. 36 degrees. Good evening. 21 hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees.
If there's no objection, I'd like to connect to an all-star node.
Node 61672 connected to W8UM VHF. Good evening. 22 hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees.
All right. Hello, Radio Land. This is N3VEM, your net control for the monthly Narwhal Amateur Radio Society hosted net. For the next 60 minutes, your net control station will be hanging around, taking check-ins from anyone who happens to swing by, sharing club information, and listening in between calls if there doesn't happen to be anyone around. The Narwhal Amateur Radio Society, call sign NR7WL, is an ARRL, Affiliated Amateur Radio Club, not tied to a particular geographic region, with membership open both to licensed amateur radio operators and those who have not yet chosen to pursue such a license. NARS exists for three main purposes: to diversify the field of practice of amateur radio and radio frequency experimentation through education, evangelism, and activism, to foster joy, goodwill, understanding, and experiential enlightenment of all people in radio, computer, electronic, and related disciplines, and to serve as a stalwart opponent of the use of amateur radio as an accessory to state violence and oppression. Our NARWHAL Code of Conduct, available at narwhal.be/coc, governs our behavior and the behavior of participants on this net at all times. Once again, that code of conduct is available at narwhal.be/coc. In keeping with that code of conduct, we do not keep a permanent record of participants in the net, and we kindly ask that no recordings of the net be saved. The purpose of this net is to have a full hour where both members and non-members can check in when they know someone will be on the other end. Net control will remain on frequency for the entire hour, and will periodically repeat this preamble message in parts or its entirety. To keep things interesting, each session of the net will have a series of randomly generated icebreaker questions for folks to engage with. Net control will start by first taking in-and-out check-ins. After in-and-out check-ins, there will be a brief pause for anyone who has news, information, or traffic that would benefit the net. After traffic, net control will then take check-ins for anyone wishing to be added to the list to answer our questions for the evening or share anything else they'd like to share. We will then call on operators and order their check-ins until everyone has had an opportunity to answer the question, comment on others' responses if desired, or to share anything else they'd like to share. At the end of the list, Net Control will call for any new check-ins and go around the list again until the end. In the interest of not timing out connected repeaters, we'll take a quick pause here before starting to take check-ins. This is N3VEM for the monthly NARS Net, starting to take check-ins. We'll start first with anyone interested in in-and-out check-ins. So, in-and-outs, please call now by stating your call sign when you're ready. This is N3VEM, listening for any in-and-out check-ins. Okay, and not hearing any calls for in-and-out check-ins, I'll take another pause if there's anybody that has specific news or information they'd like to share before we get going. So if you have any traffic news or information for the net before we get rolling, please call now.
November 2, Delta, Yankee, India.
We've got N2DYI. Anybody else? Okay, N2DYI. Patrick, I'll give it to you to share whatever you have before we get into things.
All right, well, first of all, thank you and good evening, good Happy New Year, Vance, and everyone listening. So I just wanted to mention that the All Nodes Net, which has been going on for several years, the All Nodes Net is a net where you can ask questions and help fellow amateur radio operators with their nodes of whatever type, All-Starlink, Echolink, MMDVM, D-Star, DMR, whatever, as long as it talks and it's amateur radio and it's some sort of node, we talk about it. Anyway, it has been on the W6EK repeater in Auburn, California, for several years on node 51018, but it has kind of outgrown its home. It's gotten way too popular for that one little node to handle, so I've taken it upon myself to add some resources to that. So just this morning I set up three new nodes, and they are spread out geographically across the country. So in the United States, we have node 503680, that's on the West Coast in California. Node 503681 is in the middle of the country in Texas, and node 503682 is in Massachusetts. So this net is every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific time, and it's all about nodes. So they were having significant packet loss with everyone coming in on the one node, so I added a few more, so hopefully we can get folks to check in to whichever node is closest to you if you are interested in that. So that's the All Nodes Net every Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern on The three nodes starting with 50368, 0 West Coast, 1 in the middle of the country, and 2 on the East Coast. That's what I have tonight. Back to you in 2DYI.
Okay, good deal. Yeah, thanks for sharing that info. And, yeah, I think I don't know if I've ever actually checked in to that one or not. I know I've listened to it from time to time. I might have to put that on my regular rotation of nets to connect to. But yeah, thanks for the info, and kind of thanks for giving them the extra resources. I know when these kind of like connected nets get popular, that can be an issue. So thanks for having the skill set and willingness to jump in and help them out there. And do you want me to keep you on the list for a couple rounds of questions as well?
Sure, why not? I'm not going anywhere.
Good deal. Sounds good. Yeah, we'll see if there's anybody else out there tonight to check in. So, yeah, at this point, I'll pause and I'll take check-ins. If anybody wants to get their name on the list for kind of our first round of our kind of icebreaker-style questions that we ask. So this is N3VEM pausing for any additional check-ins for the net before we get into the regular rotation.
Kilo Bravo 6 November uniform.
All right. Well, hey, we get blessed with the presence of somebody I like to call a famous ham. KD6NU has got you on the list there. Thanks for swinging by this evening. Is there anybody else who'd like to get their name on the list? All right. Well, we'll start with just the short list here then. And so the way this works is I have a magic button that I push to generate a question, and I'll give you guys an opportunity to answer it before we kind of put it back out for additional check-ins and things like that. So I built myself a little cheater tool, so I actually already have my random question generated. So tonight's first random question is, what are some of the dumbest misadventures you've been on? So to give you guys an opportunity to think about that, I guess I'll try to answer first for myself. So this is N3VEM, and dumbest misadventures. Boy, it's hard. It's been a while. I would have to go back to my younger days. And I would say, boy, that's tough. I used to spend a lot of time at my best friend growing up. His dad ran a garage, and we would spend a lot of time there kind of like poking around and playing with the welder. And we built ourselves a go-kart, quote-unquote, that you can call, I guess. And so we were teenagers. We built this go-kart, which probably went a little faster than it should, and the brakes didn't work nearly as good as they should. And I managed to crash that thing into the back of a parked vehicle at the shop there because it also didn't steer well. So I guess that was my dumbest misadventure, was kind of building a slapped together with poor welding and pieces go-kart that me and my buddy did. So I'll call that one of my dumbest misadventures from my youth days. So we'll send it around. So Patrick, we'll let you go first. N2DYI, what was one of your dumbest misadventures that you'd like to share?
Well, actually, the first two that come to mind are sort of sequential, so I think I can get away with calling it a single misadventure. They both happened in 2009, in the summer of 2009 in Orlando, Florida. Actually, one was in Orlando and one was about 45 miles outside of Orlando in a KOA. So I went to, I'm totally blind, as some of you may know, and as such, I went to a convention for one of the large blindness advocacy groups here in the USA, the American Council of the Blind, and they had their convention in Orlando, and a bunch of us were feeling kind of cheap, and we didn't want to spend the hotel rates, so we got a cabin outside of Orlando. Anyway, one night, I got a little bit drunk. At the time especially, I was quite the lightweight, and had a few Amaretto sours, and then I proceeded to hang out in the elevator, in the express elevator going up and down for about half an hour, thought it was the best thing in my life. Then we got home to the KOA. Let me reset. So a couple of hours later, we went back to the KOA, and this is kind of out in the middle of nowhere. You got random, you know, you got cabins kind of scattered around the place, and wherever the bathhouse is for the showers and the bathroom. And it was supposed, you know, it's a pretty straight shot from the cabin to the bathroom, or so I thought. Well, I ended up getting lost. Remember, I can't see, so I was walking what I thought was straight. Well, having had all that to drink, I apparently was not particularly good at walking straight. And I ended up about a mile and a half outside of a campground on the highway next to a swamp. And then I kind of figured out, oh, wait, whoops, I have no clue where I am. And I ended up calling the sheriffs and ended up in the back of a squad car at 3:30 in the morning just because I couldn't figure out where I was. So that was pretty embarrassing. I would say that's a misadventure if ever there was one. Back to you.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I'd say that definitely qualifies as a misadventure. But, I guess it's lucky that you had your phone with you. Otherwise, that could have gotten really hairy wandering around trying to find your way back. So, yeah, but thanks for sharing. And we'll hope nobody clicks the record button before the net, and then you don't have to go on permanent record and defend that story. So, yeah, thanks for sharing. And Dan, KB6NU, you'll be up next. So get to share a misadventure with us. Over to you.
3BEM in the net. This is KB6NU. Well, you know, despite my 6 call sign, I actually grew up in Detroit. I went to high school there. I attended college there. And going back to our younger days here, I probably spent a little too much time in some of Detroit's dive bars. And I won't go into any more detail about that, but you can imagine some of the stuff we got into. And especially because at that time, the drinking age had been reduced to 18. And so as soon as I turned 18, I could start going to these bars. So anyway, that's it. Back to you. This gave me six on you.
A good deal. Yeah, I would say dive bars in Detroit could qualify as misadventures for sure without even needing to share details. It's been a while, but the company I work for, I used to get out to our Detroit office from time to time to visit customers and stuff, and the service manager there used to always talk about how he liked Detroit when it was a little bit more gritty, and he had some kind of fun stories from from those types of activities himself that he would share. So, yeah, thanks for sharing that one. And this is M3VEM. I'll pause here in case there's anybody else that has swung by that would like to get their name on our list before I give another question out here. So this is M3VEM standing by for any additional check-ins for the monthly NARSnet. All right, not hearing any additional check-ins. I'll do just a quick bit of club news. Anybody who's out there listening who is a member of NARS or thinking of becoming a member of NARS, we are in the club's Slack where we chat and plan club stuff. We have started conversations around potentially one or two special events that we'd like to do as a club in 2026, and I've also started kind of talking roughly our club's field day plans, which are going to actually be coordinated to happen with tour camp this year, because the two events coincide. So club president is he's going to be working on kind of doing field day for the club in conjunction with tour camp. So chat around that is going on in the club Slack. So anybody who is in there, wants to chime in on that conversation, or wants to join the club once you're in there and added to the Slack after that conversation is happening. So with that, I'm going to hit my button, and for the three of us that are here checked in at the moment, we'll do another round of questions and kind of keep going at it here as long as at least we feel like hanging out. So, the next question coming up with my random button is, this is maybe an interesting one for me just because I'm not a sports person. So the question is, what sport do you wish you knew more about? So that's the question. What sport do you wish you knew more about? And for myself, I would say that has got to be, I kind of have two, I guess, and it's both because it's one that, because of the international nature of the company I work for, it's one that I hear coworkers talking about all the time that I don't really know or understand. The first one of those being rugby. One of my coworkers is a huge rugby fan. And then the other one is cricket. Well, there's a lot of cricket fans where I work. And both of those sports are, I won't say completely baffling to me, but I definitely don't understand what's going on really with either of them. So that would have to be my answer in the sports I wish I knew more about. So I'll pass it over to N2DYI so you can tell us what sport you wish you knew more about. This is N3VEM. Over to you.
Well, I'm not really sure I have a good answer to that question because I've never really cared too much about sports in general. I tried just for fun to understand how cricket works, and I do not get it at all. I just don't. I almost have the opposite problem. When I was a kid, despite not really caring about it, I knew an awful, awful lot about baseball. My brother was into it, my mom, my grandfather, and so it was on TV all the time. I had a pretty good grasp of the statistics of all the teams on, all the players on most of the teams, you know, when I was 4, 5, 6 years old. And I really didn't care. I never actually watched the games. I just thought the stats were interesting. So that's, I don't know. Is there a sport where stats are, I don't know, stat sport, whatever that is, I guess would be me. Back to you, N2DYI.
Okay, yeah, well, I know, I guess it feels like a lot of sports can get pretty heavy on the stats. I'm always amused by some of the strange ones that they bring out during, like, Super Bowl times and stuff like that. So yeah, similar. I'm not a huge sports person, so I can appreciate not having a ton of sports that you want to know more about other than the ones that might just be, you know, that you've heard about that are kind of particularly uncommon in the area like it was for me. Dan, KB6NU, you'll be up next. Do you have a sport that you wish you knew more about?
This is KB6NU. I don't know if I want to know more about this, but one sport I've always gotten a kick out of when I've seen it is Australian rules football. if you ever seen it, it's kind of like a cross, I think, between rugby and I'm hesitant to say soccer, but kind of like soccer. But the one thing I always got a kick out of was that the referees in Australian rules football wear trench coats. It's really kind of bizarre. Anyway, you could do an internet search for that. I think you'd get a kick out of it, too. This is KB6NU.
Ooh, that is a good one. I am slightly aware of what Australian rules football is, only because when I was a kid, and this is a one of these weird, like, you know, only in the 80s things, since I was a kid in the 80s, I guess. When I was a kid in the 80s, my dad bought a power tool. I don't even remember what it was. And for some reason, the power tool came with a free gift, and the free gift was a Sports Bloopers VHS tape. And that Sports Bloopers VHS tape had, like, bloopers from Australian rules football on it. And I remember, like, seeing the bloopers and just being kind of completely dumbfounded because I couldn't tell what was supposed to be happening in the first place. So, yeah, you dug one out of the archives of the brain for me there. So, yeah, that's a good one. and actually share too. We had on Mastodon a couple of folks actually kind of started chiming in with some answers there, because I am clicking a little button that I made for myself to tweet these questions out as I share them. So we had one answer to the first question about misadventures. So the user at DATN at XOXO.zone basically just said, I'll never tell. So somebody has got a good story out there, but they won't share it. And then on the sports category, somebody answered with two sports that I have never heard of, so I'll have to do some Googling myself. One is hurling, and that's hurling with an H, not curling like a thing on the ice. So hurling, H-U-R-L-I-N-G. And then they also said camogie, C-A-M-O-G-I. So there's two sports that someone mentioned that I've never even heard of. So yeah, some answers coming in online there too. And since that's the end of our short list, so I'll kind of keep going around. If at any point you guys want to drop out, just let me know when I get to you on your turn. Otherwise, I'll just kind of keep buzzing around and hanging around here in case there's some latecomers. There's a couple folks that usually seem to swing by in the second half of the net. So I'll take a quick pause in case there's anybody else out there who wants to get their name on the list for the monthly NARS net before I go around the horn again. All right, well, not hearing anybody else, we'll just go around the horn again. So the next question that has popped up from the list, actually somebody just online answered the last question. So we had another vote for cricket came in online. So cricket seems to be pretty universally misunderstood by hams anyway. But yes, our question for our next round here is, what's your favorite line from a book or movie? For me, that's kind of a loaded question, because there's lots of book and movie quotes that get thrown around in our house. But I had one, I guess, most recently in the book that I'm currently reading. I am currently reading, now I forget his first name, The Astronaut, who is the twin of Mark Kelly, who's been in the news recently. His twin brother, something else Kelly, I can't remember his first name, was also an astronaut and wrote an autobiography called Endurance about some of his stuff on the International Space Station and what he was doing. But he talked about during some of his training stuff when he was in the Merchant Marines before he was, you know, in the Navy and then astronaut and all that other stuff when he was at actually a Merchant Marine Academy that he was at. But he talked about being on his first deployment at sea and a lot of people getting sick. And he used the phrase to reference his ability to not get sick in those situations. He used the phrase as having a strong vestibular fortitude. Somehow that phrase, vestibular fortitude, stuck in my head. As one that I've been looking for an excuse to use, but haven't had a chance. So I'll call that one mine for now, just because it's the most recently in my head. So next up, N2, DYI, do you have a favorite book or movie quote or two?
This is N2, DYI. Yeah, that one is easy for me. And that is the following line from The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, the first book. To summarize the summary of the summary, people are a problem. As an introvert, that speaks to me. As an introvert living in the second quarter of the 21st century, it speaks to me even louder. There you go. Into DYI.
Oh, that is a good one. Yeah, the Hitchhiker's Guide series is definitely full of quotables. I actually finally just read all five of those within the last few months. My daughter had to read the first one for school, so we had actually bought her like a boxed set of them, and then of course she hasn't read any except for the first one, and I read through all five of them, and yeah, that is full of quotables, so that's a good call there. And next up will be KB6NU. So this is N3VEM, and we'll let you share a favorite book or movie quote.
The one that comes to mind here, 2025 being the 50th anniversary of Jaws, is you're going to need a bigger boat. And I like that so much that I adapted that and paraphrased it for my my latest KB6NU.com sticker, which reads, "You're going to need a bigger antenna." Back to you. This is KB6NU. And by the way, I think I will drop out on this one. Thanks for having me, and hope you all have a good evening there.
Yeah, you bet, Dan. Thanks for popping in and hanging around for a couple questions for us. And yeah, that is a good one, too, that I hear pretty often. And yeah, as I'm sitting here listening to a couple of you guys share, I'm actually looking at a post-it note of a television, I mean, I guess you could say it was a movie, of a quote that I have written on a post-it note under my monitor because I've been looking for an excuse to use it at work but haven't had a chance yet. But it's actually from the Monty Python sketch television shows, but they did make a movie out of a bunch of their sketch shows, and I think it's in that, so it might count as a movie quote, but it's specifically from the Dead Parrot sketch when the guy behind the counter says that, well, the parrot's not dead, he's just pining for the fjords. So that's a next time I get asked at a work meeting, oh, how are you doing? I want to answer, oh, you know, just pining for the few words. But I haven't had a chance to use that one yet. So, yeah, with that, I'll take another quick pause in case there's anybody waiting in the wings out there that would like to get added to our list for the monthly Narwhal Amateur Radio Society Net.
Node 6. 1672 disconnected.
6NU clear.
Good evening. 23 hours. Clear. 35 degrees.